The new aviation service, which is operated by Bristow under a 10-year contract, it includes 6 purpose-built helicopters based at Waterford, Dublin, Shannon, and more importantly, Sligo in our region. And you know, this is the fleet will work as a integrated aviation service, and it'll enhance the overall capability of the Coast Guard services to the public. But effectively, I'm delighted that Sligo has a huge role now, and this is something that we were very, very concerned about a few years ago when the contract was going out. There was only 3 areas located, but I ensured in the contract under then Minister Liam Riker that there would be 4 to ensure that Sligo had a chance. And I'm delighted now that Sligo has been included, as we know, but Sligo now will expand because there'll be a lot more training done in Sligo. But delighted that the Minister has announced his contract today after many, many years of deliberations.
And as always, there's an extensive training process here when it comes to switching over from one provider to another. But that has been well advanced now at this stage, and you would expect it to be operational in Sligo before long.
It's well advanced, and I want to thank the management of the airport for their dedication, but also I think there's a huge opportunity there for Sligo Airport. It is jointly managed or assisted by Sligo County Council, but again, there's a lot of opportunities there, and as a government TD, working with colleagues in government and across all parties to ensure that Sligo Airport has a chance. But this is very, very more importantly the fact that we now have search and rescue. We've always had it there, but it is enhanced, and there's a future there for search and rescue.